Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome on board the WKOK live telephone talk show On the Mark. I'm Mark Lawrence. Joe McGranahan is across from me. Mr. Rob Centers, our fabulous producer, so we always appreciate his hard work throughout our program. Over in the newsroom, Mr. Matt Catrillo's clackety-clacking away. Today's the last day of U.S. Congressman Tom Marino's tenure, so we'll be interested to see where he lands in the weeks ahead. If that becomes public, I guess you'd have to follow him around to find out where he's going. He's not talking. We did call him. He's not returning our messages.
Not saying where he went.
But today's the day. The governor has 60 days to call a special election, which would, you know, put it mid-March or so, well before the primary.
Yeah, 60 days to call it. Does it mean it has to be held in the 60 days?
Yeah, I think he calls it soon. He has 10 days to call it and 60 days to have it.
No. We'll see what happens. Are you announcing your candidacy?
For U.S. Congress? No, I'm too stupid for that. I wouldn't want to. Well, actually, I'd be perfect.
Well, yeah, you'd fit right in.
Oh, my gosh. I'd clearly be.
They'd never notice that Tom was gone with you there.
Bipartisan stupidity, I'd fit right in. All right, well, we have open phones today, so we invite you to call us, 1-800-795-9565. We can talk about the fine legacy of U.S. Congressman Tom Marino, if that's what you wish to discuss. We talked about the border wall yesterday and the MAGA hats that are a touchstone for individuals who wish to identify with the president and his racist and anti-gay views.
The young people who are wearing them, who you now believe are racist and anti-gay.
No, I didn't say that.
They were wearing the hats.
Right. But the hats are connected to the president, so the president is those things. But that doesn't mean the people wear them. I know a lot of people wear them, and they aren't those things.
Well, then, how can the hat symbolize those terrible things
that
those people aren't?
That you accept policy that favors, you know, anti-gay or anti-transgender policies or, you know, anti-Pocahontas or whatever the president's really saying when he talks about that. It just means you fully support and endorse those remarks or, you know, if in Charlottesville, Virginia, there's really fine people among the white supremacists.
But could you also mean that you support border security, that you support putting American workers first and trying to bring jobs back into this country? You just focus on...
That's probably what you intended to show. Right. That is probably what you intended to show.
But not in Marktopia. In Marktopia, it's you are a bigot, a racist.
Well, I try to look at things in the more... global.
Negative.
Well, no, more realistic. You know, if you support the president, you support, you know, some economic things that he may have taken that have helped the economy, or you support his U.S. Supreme Court nominees. If you're conservative, you've probably favored
his nominees.
The fact
that he's trying to bring peace to the Korean Peninsula, yeah, that's a terrible thing.
Those are all positives. So, you know, conservative.
They're more than outweighed by the symbolism of the red hat is the new
Ku Klux Klan. No, I'm just saying the hat comes with everything. The hat comes with everything. It comes with, if you think... who was Brett Kavanaugh is a super duper Supreme Court participant, then it comes with that, but it also comes with grabbing women by the privates. It comes with the MAGA hat has it all wrapped into one little hat.
Okay. But those young men who wore it, what does wearing the hat say about them? You're saying all these terrible
things.
Well,
you'd have to ask them, you know, why they put it on. What does it say about them?
What does it say
about
them?
Well, it says that they endorse not only the president's positives, but the president's negatives.
Well, they were there at a Right to Life rally, and they're Catholics. Does that make them wrong?
If that they're Right to Lifers who are Catholic?
Right.
No, that makes them very good. That makes them marryable at my house. So I'm just speaking lovely bride.
I think those young people, I mean, they got a bad rap. I saw yesterday, I didn't see the show, but I saw clips of it this morning on The View, which is about as far left as you can actually get in this world. But Whoopi Goldberg said, why do we keep getting this stuff wrong? Why do we keep making these mistakes, you know, about coming out very quickly and bashing these young people?
We being the media.
Mean, I guess, and maybe the participants on her program. And Joy Behar, in a rare moment of truth, said it's just because we're so desperate to get Donald Trump out of office.
Right.
So there's no objectivity. There's not even a pretense of objectivity. He could do a million things right, and because he's Donald Trump, they'd want to get him out of there.
Right. Remember when Fox used to say, what was their phrase?
We report, you decide.
Right. Yeah. They used to claim they were objective, and they don't claim that anymore, and that's fine.
But they are.
MSNBC
objective.
Doesn't claim to be objective.
I believe, in their own way, I believe MSNBC is objective. I've watched a couple of programs there that I thought were fairly well balanced. But, you know, there are people.
Not Rachel Maddow.
No, not Rachel Maddow, and not Tucker Carlson or, what's the other guy, Sean Hannity.
Or the man at 5 o'clock.
But the people doing the news on Fox are definitely balanced. Shepard Smith is balanced. Brett Baer is balanced. You know, the news people, the people
who
do the news.
Yeah, Brett Baer was in a wreck. Did you hear that?
Yeah, he's better now.
He's okay.
He's back. He was back yesterday. And Chris Wallace, I think, is about as fair and balanced as they come. You know, he asks tough questions. He doesn't care who you are. So, I mean, just again, it's this temptation to just smear everything that we don't like with some kind of negative connotation. You know, well, Fox, well, they're just up
well,
the
we're
rares
so
of fake news.
To get the president out
right,
of office.
There you have it. There you have it right there. We're just so upset that he beat our little Hillary.
What is it? TD?
Trump derangement syndrome.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you. Isn't that funny? I can't remember it. I suffer from it, but I don't identify.
You're the Eastern distributor of it.
All right. Well, we have open phones today. You're welcome to call in and endorse or support or refute anything that you've heard so far, or please offer an additional opinion. Call us immediately. 1-800-795-9565 is the Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line. That's 1-800-795-9565. The toll-free line is sponsored by the Shade Mountain Pharmacy in Mount Pleasant Mills, the Norrie Pharmacy, Danville Pharmacy, Lewisburg Pharmacy, Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, Trotz Pharmacy. Okay, thank you.
You're going to sing and I'm going to accompany you.
It's going to be sing-songy. You don't want me sing-songing anything. So.
No, I'm to the Hometown Pharmacy.
That would be bad. But we'll have more to say about the pharmacies a little bit later on, but we appreciate their support of the Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line. 1-800-795-9565 is that number. On the Mark is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, a family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street, Sunbury, and Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. We invite you to check out everything they have to offer at sunburymotors.com. All their vehicles are there, you name it, and they'll take good care of you. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236. If you're a Text Connect member, just reply to a previous message or start up a new one at 70236. If you're not a Text Connect member, sign up at wkok.com. About a dozen times a month, we'll send you breaking news information, national news, dead celebrities, tornadic weather, closed major roads, you name it. That's what we use it for, and it just says a quick message to tell you what you need to know, like Route 15 blocked at Blankeyville, and so you can avoid
not
that.
At Blankeyville, how will I get home?
It's pretty far north, so I think you're okay there. But in any event, and then there's a link. If you want more information, you can follow the link right back to WKOK.com, and we'd love to see you sign up for Text Connect. 1-800-795-9565 is the open phones. Of the four lines, three are open, but one is ocupado, and that is
Nathaniel
Oliver Mitchell on the line. Good morning, sir. Thanks for calling in.
Hello there, Joe. Hi there, Mark, and good morning to you both.
Good morning to you, sir.
Not a bad day out there, and I'm so pleased. I was on my way to Blankeyville. And now I'm just going to stay home.
Wait, I made that up. That was just an example.
Well, I thought that was the capital city of Marktopia.
Well, you grew up there. It's right off Route 6.
No, it's right up near Bungie Corners in Bradford County.
Ah, gotcha.
Anyway, I'm interested. Joe, do you really fall for the idea that all of us who don't like Trump are just nasty people who are upset because Hillary didn't? When is that honestly your feeling, or have you thought about it?
I didn't say you were nasty people. I just was quoting Joy Behar, who said that you're all so desperate to get rid of Trump. That's why you keep jumping to these conclusions and immediately coming down on people like these poor kids who are standing there minding their own business when they were attacked by black Hebrew Israelites, and then the Indians or the Native Americans came up to them and beat a drum in their face. So, I mean, everybody there had a problem.
Did you, by the way, think about the fact that you possibly there was more to it than that, and there might be, we might find out that somebody was more at fault than you thought?
Well, yeah, I think we already did find out there were more people at fault than the people who were originally blamed. There were people, commentators then, and I watched the entire video that was posted online. There were people there saying the kids were doing the tomahawk chop. They weren't. There were people there saying they were screaming, build the wall. They didn't. You know?
So the way we look at it is, according to you, if a Native American and some black guys are causing problems, we believe the Catholic kids, whether we know the story or not.
We started out, you're missing the point. They started out condemning the Catholic kids, and then only after somebody released the entire video did they realize that the Catholic kids might not have been at fault. These kids have gotten death threats.
They might not have been at fault. I agree.
Well, now, what did you see in the video? What did you see in the video?
You believe the white kids, and you do not believe the Indian, or let's say Native American, and the black, whatever they were, some strange cult.
Instead of you saying,
here's the reason, it's because everybody hates Trump.
Watch the coverage. I mean, your own beloved CNN did a very interesting piece yesterday where they analyzed the video in its entirety, and they pointed out that the whole problem was started by these black Hebrew Israelites who were cursing at both the kids and at the Indians, or the Native Americans.
I understand that.
So how do we fault the kids for that, Dan?
Well,
that was the first thing that happened.
In the first place, you're still just reports. You weren't there. And I suspect the reports are correct. But suspecting they're correct and knowing they're correct are two different things.
Well, you always say believe the facts. Look at your eyes. I mean, look at the video yourself. Spend the time. Look at it. And then tell me how you feel.
Okay, so, Joe, you're telling me I don't take the time to look at stuff like that and I just start talking.
Did you look at all of it?
That's an insult.
Did you look?
You know it is.
Did you look at all of it?
I looked at all that I could find, yes.
Well, the entire thing was online.
I agree with you and I agree with everybody else that there's a good possibility that somebody left off the wrong pier. But we don't know that for sure, and we should not speculate. And particularly, I don't think you should be saying to people like myself, the only reason is because poor old Hillary lost. Well, Joe, I've got a lot deeper convictions than that.
Well, then maybe Joy Behar would disagree with you. She's the one who said it. I just passed it on.
Well, I got to tell you, I don't care what Joy Behar's or whatever her name is says. That she's not an interesting person to me. I don't watch that sort of silliness because I find it to be just kind of vacuous. And I mean that on both sides. Those kind of get together and laugh and joke and so forth parties that they have on TV are not particularly interesting to me.
But don't you think, then, that the media had an obligation to determine at least what some of the facts were before they went with the story? They took that 10-second clip that appeared to show a smirking white kid in a MAGA hat staring at a Native American, and they made that the story. The Twitter people even linked it, I understand this morning, to an account in Brazil, and they took it down. They canceled the account. So, I mean, this was people obviously trying to make this look bad for these kids.
Well, I don't disagree with you. What I'm saying is you nor I know all the facts. And secondly, and more importantly, I do not like Trump's ideas. I don't hate Trump. I wish Hillary had won. Yes, we would probably not now be not paying our people. We probably wouldn't be a laughing stock in the world, but we lost. And that's the way it is. What I don't like is the fact that we have a president who just says the most ridiculous things, sends his lapdog out, the poor Giuliani, what's his name?
Rudy Giuliani.
because he is now completely despoiling his any credibility he ever had. That's the kind of thing I'm against, Joe. Not the president just because it's fun to not like him. He is causing problems in the world that may be difficult to fix.
Now, you admit that you don't like the president. So let me ask you this question. I know you to be a reasonably fair person. Do you think if those kids had not been wearing Make America Great Again hats, this would have been a story?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I don't.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, I actually watched it with a little bit of credibility and said, yep, boy, that is bad. And I think those kids are probably somewhat innocent. Remembering, of course, that they were out protesting a woman's honest feeling that she should be in control of her own body.
So their feelings are dishonest. Their feelings are dishonest, the fact that they were there protesting that.
No, Joe, you just like putting words in people's mouths, and I don't care for that.
Well, you said
no, I didn't say they were dishonest. What I said was, we just don't know.
Well, but there was a lady yesterday, Melissa Milano, who said that they were bigots because they were there protesting a woman's right to choose. You know,
well,
and yet I know you support... You support protests, don't you?
Established law. They do have the right to go out
sure
and
they
protest.
Do.
Because you're going to ask me if that's the case, and yes, they do have the right to protest. But that is against our current Constitution and against the female ability to take care of herself, and a lot of us think that females probably can.
Well, that's true, and it is the law of the land, and I concede that, but there are people who don't like it, and you're one of those people who have on this program many times said that you have an obligation to protest against laws you feel are unjust, and that's what those
Absolutely.
Kids were doing. That's what
I
those
agree.
Kids were doing.
And I see that taking away a woman's right sounds more unjust just on the surface than somebody protesting their right to choose what they do with their own body. Now, and I understand they're Catholics, they're programmed to go in this direction, and they
You make
do,
it sound like it's a cult. They're programmed. You make it sound like it's a cult. They're programmed. No chance they could have possibly arrived at this conclusion on their own.
Really? You think that they would if they lived in a house where there were different thoughts?
Oh, I'm sure they take their orders directly from Rome, Than. That's what everybody believes.
Well, I have no idea. I cannot figure out. I listen to the people who claim that they are particularly religious, and I hear them putting up with liars. I hear them siding with people who have no credibility in the world. And I think to myself, I don't know how these people come up with their ideas.
Okay.
On it.
All right, we got you, Than. Thank you so much for calling in. I really appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
As always, take care, buddy.
By the way, Mark.
Yes.
You're doing a heck of a good job. You get accolades for stopping Joe occasionally in his tracks and making him think about what he said.
All right. Well, thank you. Yeah, he's hard to beat. He spends all morning.
The last time you did that, just out of curiosity.
He spends all morning on the treadmill boning up on these topics so he can argue these things.
And I'll tell you what, Joe is good. He's the master insulter. And I find that to be a couple of things. One, a little bit irritating, but the other kind of, holy mackerel, this guy's good.
The master insulter. Can you use that along with the one that says you're stupid in the next promo we do?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep, we got it.
I'll tell you, that was one of the finest phone calls I've heard. I believe that if somebody says you're stupid because you believe this, generally speaking, the person talking is the one that doesn't understand what's going on, and that's the way I felt yesterday when I heard that guy.
All right, we got you. Thank you so much, Than. I appreciate the support. Thank you, sir.
Hey, talk to you later. Thanks for letting me on.
All right, you betcha, Than Mitchell, our good occasional co-host on the Newsline.
Oh, and you didn't let me insult him before he hung up. I am the master insulter.
Well, your mic is still on. He's still listening.
But we got to take a break. And we have calls and emails pending.
All right. What are we talking about? The call yesterday? Here it is, and we'll take a quick break.
Mark, I think you've gone off the deep end. You make some dumb statements. As a Christian, I have beliefs. I would say, are you stupid or what? I don't understand how you can be so stupid.
Sunburn Motors is bringing in the new year with a lofty goal. Sell 1,000 new Fords in 2019. You heard right, 1,000 new Fords. SMC knows they can achieve this lofty goal, and here's why. Sunbury Motors Ford has 2019 Ford Fiestas starting at $12,820. That's a new car for under 13 grand. Browse Central Pennsylvania's largest selection of four-wheel drive vehicles. Pick from 68 Ford Escapes, and they're slashed to as low as $17,820. SMC has all remaining 2018 Ford Explorers reduced by $8,000, starting at $33,985. Sunbury Motors has over 100 new Ford trucks with F-150s marked down up to $14,000 and Super Duties as much as $15,000. SMC's goal of selling 1,000 new Fords in 2019 will be your gain. Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, proudly serving all of Central Pennsylvania and the Susquehanna Valley for over a century.
Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the mark, 1-800-795-9565. One of our listeners says, why on earth would you play that insult tape again? It was wrong yesterday, and it's wrong today. Stop, says one of our listeners. I just think it's, I've made several comments about being stupid. That's why I do it.
Well, you're stupid, and I'm the master insulter.
I think, so shouldn't I play it?
Well,
what
don't
do you think
know.
About our good texter's remark?
Well, I think that it certainly, it was less than kind, perhaps.
Right.
But it was an honest assessment of your political opinions based on his political opinions. You might feel the same about him, but you just didn't articulate it.
No, I do not feel that way at all whatsoever. But thank you for the comments. Something to think about, okay? If it's a hateful remark, then we shouldn't
promulgate
it.
But notice he doesn't like you being called stupid, but he doesn't mind me being called the master insulter because he didn't say to stop that. And
well,
I have a hunch that's going to wind up in the next promo.
You could argue that I'm not stupid, okay, but I'm not sure that anybody can defend you.
Well, I would defend myself quite ably, if I may. I don't insult people.
We'll see
how
that goes.
I kid people. I mean, I have a sense of humor, and sometimes I say something that, as you put it to me during the break, that you think is funny that other people don't laugh at.
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot of jokes like that. Would you like to hear a couple?
That's the old man problem, right?
That's right.
Other people don't laugh at
you. It's funny
to
me, but I don't know it's funny to you. But we do have a lot of texts and emails that came in, and we have a caller standing by. What do you want to get to first?
Poor Dale's been waiting.
Dale's waiting. All right. Dale, you're on the mark this morning.
Yeah, I think I came to the conclusion where I think Chuck and Pelosi want to destroy the Democratic Party, and they're doing a good job at it because instead of introduce the bill, their version of the bill where we would no longer hold our military service hostage for any government shutdown, and they refused to sign that. So I asked my question, who on earth would ever put them into that bill, and how did that ever happen? So I just say, I think, well, if you're a Democrat, how could you not support a bill where we should no longer hold our people of military hostage when a government shutdown? I just don't understand that. If you're a Democrat, I would disagree with Chuck and Pelosi 1,000%. So I don't know who put that in the bill, but I don't
think the goal is
had to be a radical or a lawyer.
I think the goal is to hold people hostage. That's what the goal of a shutdown is to hold hostages.
They didn't put themselves in there, but they put them in there, our military people. So I just think that Chuck and Pelosi is destroying the Democratic Party. If you're a Democrat, you can call up and tell me how that's fair. I don't understand that. It's crazy. They could have signed that bill yesterday. Get them out of it and get them their checks. They deserve it. They're serving for our country. It's crazy. It's nuts. It's somebody explain that to me.
I actually agree with you. I think that this is not the way to run the government. You don't hold people hostage, but yet I think the Democrats have backed the president into a corner where if they came and sat down and made a reasonable offer to him, a counterproposal that gave him something for border security, even if they tied it to things he isn't really wild about, they would have at least shown some movement.
If I'm a Democrat, I'd sign that in a heartbeat. But it seems like Chuck and Pelosi's there to destroy the Democratic Party.
No, well, I think what they're out to, don't you think, Dale, what they're actually out to do is to make sure that they do not give the president a win on a campaign promise he made. I think that's what they're out to do.
I wonder why the media is not making that a big issue, because that's the crux of the whole situation. I mean, I don't understand how if you're a Democrat, you agree with Pelosi and Chuck. I just don't understand that. I mean, I ain't got. I'm a middle of the road. I think they're all full baloney. But I just say, you know, it's just like all these jobs can be privatized. Push them away. Don't put the military involved in it. That's the.
I feel sorry for the Coast Guard. I mean, they shouldn't be living like hand to mouth. They do too good a job.
Oh, yeah, I heard that, and it only like 3 seconds, and I ain't heard it since. So, I mean, I think that's
well, that's true. They're not getting paid.
There was a story on it about it this morning. The head of the Coast Guard said they shouldn't have to be relying on food banks and handouts.
Well, I just say, who put that in the bill, first of all? I know American didn't. I just say some attorneys put them in there.
No, they just happened to be at the point where this was the part of the funding that came up, and that was the part they chose to draw a line in the sand about.
Crazy. All right.
All right. Thank you,
Dale.
Appreciate the call. We'll have open phones during the 9 a.m. hour. We'll keep the conversation going, and we'd love to include you. We've got 3 emails pending. We'll take more comers. 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565 is the Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line. Sunbury Motor Company, our sponsor. We'll be back after the CBS News. This is WDKOK Sunbury.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome on board the WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show On the Mark. Mark Lawrence here. Joe McGranahan is across from me. Mr. Matt Cotrillo is busy in the newsroom. And Rob Centers, our fabulous producer, On the Mark, sponsor of the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. If you go to the Sunbury Motor Company, they invite you to first go to sunburymotors.com. You can check out online specials for vehicles. You can build a Ford, Hyundai, Kia, or Lincoln to your precise specification. You can look at all of the hundreds and hundreds of vehicles that they have on display either at the Kia dealership on Routes 11 and 15 or on North 4th Street in Sunbury. That's the advantage of going to sunburymotors.com in advance. You can see all of the vehicles they got there. They got all the information you want to know. They got pictures inside and out, mileage, price, opportunities, financing opportunities, you name it. It's all right there online. And if you can't find what you want, then you build that Ford, Hyundai, Kia, or Lincoln precisely as you wish to have it built so that you got the vehicle that you want. Sunbury Motor Company, sunburymotors.com website, place you can click on the coupon for the works fuel saver package as well and get absolutely everything you want from the Sunbury Motor Company in advance. sunburymotors.com. Been on the website many times. Built a couple of new F-150s that have my name on them. Soon we'll be building a Ford Ranger that has my name written all over it. So we'll be talking about that.
Well, as long as your name's written all over it, you ought to buy it.
I think I should, yes. Yeah. It says Lorenzo right on the side. On the Mark. Also, our Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line is open. Call us 1-800-795-9565. Toll-free line sponsored by the Shade Mountain Pharmacy in Mount Pleasant Mills, Norrie Pharmacy, Danville Pharmacy, Lewisburg Pharmacy, and Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, along with Trutz Pharmacy of Mifflinburg. Throughout our show, you can do as 4 individuals have done. That's email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236. Tragic news today. A Sunbury woman who was in a crash on Monday on I-8 in Clinton County succumbed to her injuries yesterday. 49-year-old Melanie Holub pronounced dead at Geisinger yesterday afternoon. She crashed around 11 a.m. Monday at mile marker 174. Her vehicle went out of control down an embankment, flipped over, and she was ejected from the vehicle. She died at Geisinger yesterday. Melanie Holub. This year's Needy Family Fund has come to a close with the distribution of 2 checks, each for $57,000, one to the Sunbury Salvation Army and one to Jennifer Burke, a lieutenant at the Milton Salvation Army Citadel, who says they'll put the money to good use all year round.
We don't just do this at Christmas. We do it all year round. We help people with their rent and their utilities. So to know that we don't have to worry about where is the money going to come from to help people is just a great feeling.
The Daily Item, BB&T, Salvation Army, Dagenstein Foundation, and Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation partners in the annual Needy Family Fund. Penn State wants to be part of the solution. They are announcing plans for a national multidisciplinary research center on fraternities and sororities as part of the effort to change following the death of a fraternity pledge 2 years ago. University officials pledged $2 million Tuesday for creation of the Timothy Piazza Center for Fraternity and Sorority Research and Reform.
Named after the student who died in 2017, private support and university matching funds are providing an $8 million endowment. The university president said the center will allow the study of best practices and assessment in fraternity and sorority life and provide leadership to compel the collective change required. Officials say it will build on the legacy of the Center for Fraternity and Sorority Research at Indiana University Bloomington, which is transferring to Penn State. And let's see what else is cooking here today.
What else is cooking?
President Donald Trump has directed White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders not to bother with the traditional daily briefing of reporters. The last briefing took place December 18th. In a tweet Tuesday, the president says the press covers Sanders so rudely and inaccurately, in particular certain members of the press.
Rita Costa.
Okay. Among others. Quote, I told her not to bother. The word gets out anyway, unquote, he tweeted. Most will never cover us fairly, and hence the term fake news, close quote. And those are the president's tweets. The afternoon briefing has been a staple of cable news schedules during the past few administrations, and the sight of Sanders' predecessor, Sean Spicer, at the podium was an enduring image of the early days of Trump's tenure. The White House Correspondents Association called the decision a retreat from transparency and accountability that sets a terrible precedent.
My.
Well, she doesn't tell the truth anyway, what's the point?
She stands there and does her job and does it very, very well amid unremitting criticism and nastiness on the part of the media.
No, we both have said, we both have said true statements then.
However, I don't think he should abandon the daily briefing. She handles herself very well. She gives as good as she gets. You know, and I think it's important that they have that opportunity to expose themselves for the vultures they truly are.
Okay. So it's not so much revealing about the White House, which there is, you know, certainly news to be had there. But, okay. Well, it's been a month since they've had it. Somehow the Earth is still in its revolutionary turn, so I guess the Earth hasn't stopped turning.
I missed them. My wife watched them, and I joined her some afternoon.
Right. If I was near a TV, I'd watch them. Mm-hmm. All right. 1-800-795-9565. Not random digits on your telephone number. Those are the Hometown Pharmacy toll-free line numbers. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. Lance, thanks for holding. You're on the mark.
Hey there, fellas. Doing a masterful job as ever. Anyway, when we started to think about abortion yesterday, I was started to get a bit emotional, and I'm calm down now. The deal there is, back when everyone was up in arms about the pigeon shoots, remember all that? Well, that was
Higgins.
A totally legal operation, right? But nobody sat back and said, oh, well, it's the law of the land. Let them go out there and blast them, right?
Protesters didn't say that, that's for sure.
Yeah, I know. And yet, they were considered to be kind, compassionate, fully evolved Homo sapien to do that, right? And we go out there and try to keep human beings from being murdered, and we're the cave-dwelling, mouth-breathing, knuckle-dragging Neanderthals, you know?
Who says that about the pro-life movement?
Oh, I've heard it.
Oh, okay. Oh, I guess I missed it.
Our first caller said that the young Catholic boys were programmed to be there.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I got you.
If you listen on the XM, and they have the Progressive Channel, and there's folks on there that just about like that. He's a guy that said that a fetus was a parasitic glob of protoplasm, basically.
Well, I think we've heard that remark on this show.
Yeah.
We
just
heard it.
Yeah. But think about it now. Pigeon shoot, right?
Good point, Joe. You got us on that one.
Now, imagine now if we had a pigeon shoot that they never bothered to open the trap. Because to me, that's what an abortion is.
Well,
I
have a friend of mine who was actually a pigeon boy at the Higgins pigeon shoot.
Yeah.
His job was to break the necks of the birds that were wounded but not killed.
Right.
We often remark about that to him.
It's good work if you can get
right.
it.
Yeah, well, that's what kosher butcher do. He just bleeds them to death. And whatever animal it is, doesn't matter. So I can't even say there. But that is the whole deal. I mean, that was a legal thing to do, but everybody didn't like it, and they all protested.
Well, not everybody.
Totally right. Oh, many people did. I was there. Those folks were calling the shooters everything but a human being. And they were willing to run between those shotguns and to save those pigeons.
Really? So they'd run into the field of fire?
They tried to, yeah.
Lucky my friend wasn't there. He might have broken their necks.
And you know that your friend is a chiropractor today. There's the irony.
No, he's not.
Right. All right. By the way, pigeon shooting's a whole lot harder than it looks.
Well, sure. Half the pigeons fly away, so there must be some skill to it or luck on the part of the pigeon. I mean, half of them get away, so.
Well, that's what you always call trap shooting, because it was a pigeon trap.
Oh, and they opened the trap. Isn't that something? I never knew that. Isn't that funny?
Hmm. Yeah. I didn't know it. I didn't think about it till maybe 2 years ago.
Okay.
Okay, guys.
Is that real or is that speculation?
No, that's for real.
That's what it is. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because 50 years ago, I was quite active over there at the pigeon shoot.
Why is it then if you go to a gun range today, they say that a lot of people are out there shooting mark? That always creeps me out.
Well, if I were you, I'd duck.
No, back before you had those targets, the old frontiersmen, they had to write with was charcoal. And they go out there on a white piece of wood or stump and make an X. And that's what they'd shoot at. And
shoot at the mark.
Yeah, they'd shoot at the mark.
Okay.
Yeah.
X marks the spot. All right, we got you. Yeah, my dad would say, hey, it's time to go out and shoot Mark. I'm like, no.
No. We're not advocating violence against Mark Lawrence here today.
Thank you so much, Lance. Appreciate the call. All right, 1-800-795-9565. We're a little backed up here.
We are. One of our texters says, sorry, Joe, I don't think you are a master insulter or whatever you were called. What I took away from your first caller is that others are allowed to protest things if and only if he agrees with them. If not, no protest.
Than wants everybody to protest if they feel strongly about something. That's true. I know that. I know the man.
I'm a master insulter, so I'm not going to say anything.
All right.
One of our writers says, I think those kids reacted very well and appropriately, Than. Why are you so quick to jump on the kids instead of the real cause when you didn't know the facts, but even when you know what happened, you still cannot put the blame where it belongs because no matter what, it's all Trump's fault. What if it would have been Quakers instead of the boys? Well, Than? I didn't write that. That's from one of our listeners.
Quaker protesting goes way back.
Right. Another writer says, Than says, when we don't know, we shouldn't speculate. Moments after he used white kids in a bad light, all the while totally speculating himself. There is a certain irony to that. One of our writers says, I don't think that the Democrats should give in to 45 due to the fact that if they do, it'll show a sign of weakness for them, and he would think that he have a conference everything they want. Am I missing something there, Mark?
Yes, we're missing a word. He would think that
he
would have a conference and talk about everything they want.
And anything that he may need in the future. Thanks.
All right.
Not certain we got the sense of what you meant there, writer. Sorry.
Well,
we messed it up.
He sent it yesterday, so we had lots of time to revise it.
Well, we didn't get it right anyway.
All right.
And Dick says, I would be interested to hear book, chapter, and verse in the Bible where Jesus called anyone stupid as your good Christian caller did on Tuesday.
Oh, well, that's in there. The woman at the well, that was his first remark.
He said, you're stupid?
Yeah, I think, he used that word. And then he went on and, he insulted her and said, look, I'm the first Christian. No, I'm just kidding.
I don't recall Jesus ever insulting anyone.
No, he's...
But he was tough on some people.
That's true. Flipped the tables in the temple, they say.
So. Drove out the money changers.
So, who else was he irritated at? There was somebody else he was irritated at.
Let's see. Well, was it, a couple of people. I'm trying to remember who.
Yeah, it just came up in the lectionary where Jesus was irritated at somebody. I don't know. We'll ask our audience for this. 1-800-795.
His own disciples at the Garden of Gethsemane.
Okay.
Could you not stay awake for 1 hour?
Okay. All right. Yep. That might be it. All right. And then we get the guard gets hit with the sword and
cuts off his ear. He's Jesus was upset about them cutting off the Pilate's associate's ear?
It's a good question. Does Jesus get irritated?
Well, I think so. He was part human, and the human part of him presumably could be angry.
There you go. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. We have open phones today. We're still talking about the young men from the Covington Catholic High School who are still in the news, and one of them participated in an interview today and saying that they meant no disrespect and they hope to meet the Native American individuals who was sort of the point person for the group of individuals drumming. And so we're still talking about that. And the media's bad role, you know, really five people involved in that. The media afterward, the Native American, the group of individuals from the hate group that's kind of
Black Hebrew Israelites.
Right, that's not so widely known, the individuals from the Catholic, plus the whole thing happening at the March for Life. So I think that sort of sets the scene for the whole discussion. We'll take more words on this. Dial them up, 1-800-795-9565 is the Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line. Email them up at the On the Mark at WKOK.com or thumb them up on your cell phone, or I guess that's the only way to get a text message out is to use your cell phone. That's on 70236 on Text Connect.
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, and August, September, October, November, December. Those are the months of the year. What's with making resolutions, whatever they're called, only at the beginning of the year? Grandmom says there are 12 whole months to make changes and that everyone should start simple. She told her friends at her yoga class how simple it is to get their prescription switched to our hometown pharmacy. Then they won't waste hours waiting in line. There's a good revolution. Don't waste time.
Discover the Hometown Pharmacy difference today. Lewisburg Pharmacy, North 2nd Street, Lewisburg. Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Route 35, Mount Pleasant Mills. Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, Market Street, Bloomsburg. Norrie Pharmacy, Duke Street, Northumberland. Trotz Pharmacy, Walnut Street, Mifflinburg. And the Danville Pharmacy, Mill Street, Danville.
Did I say revolution? I meant to say resolution. Oh, you heard what I meant to say. I wonder if any of my friends made resolutions. And what's with old Lang Syne? This kid wants some new Lang Syne.
Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the Mark, Hometown Pharmacy toll-free line has one line left. 1-800-795-9565 is the number to get there. Cindy, you are on the mark. Thanks for calling in.
Gracious, good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning.
I was surprised to hear the discussion where one of the callers was taken aback at hostage-taking by our government, because this has apparently been the SOP now for decades. I'll raise the point. We've seen this here in Pennsylvania repeatedly out of the governors. Governor Rendell took the whole state hostage, vetoed the budget. Don't you remember this?
And for months, yeah.
Yes, and he said, you know, they should put statues of him on their mantles, the state workers. And then he did it again the next year or 2 years later, adversely affecting social service agencies and child care centers and that kind of a thing. And Governor Wolf did it. His first budget, he vetoed out, redlined out all the education funding. Don't you remember this, my good friends? I'm surprised why anybody would think this is some new and unusual thing for the Democrat Party in this case, because both Rendell and Wolf are Democrats, to be willing to hold masses of people hostage to their schemes. You know, we have plenty of evidence that that's exactly what they do. That's how they regard you. Once they get their vote, you know, you're just the litter on the forest floor that they're going to walk on. They are really pretty heartless people, in my opinion. So I don't know why people are so surprised. They've done it before. Why don't you think they'll hit you again? Seriously.
Well, they're blaming it on the Republicans this time.
Please. You know, there have been, as I understand it, several proposals put forward which don't even get an airing before they are summarily dismissed. And I think that says so much about it. You know, this looks more like an ugly divorce than a budget negotiation, in my opinion. I think it's unconscionable for any leader, no matter what party they belong to refuse to at least look at the proposal. And if you don't like it, aren't you a responsible leader who cares about the people that he or she leads? Aren't you then responsible for making a counter proposal?
Typically, yes, you are. But I like
I don't understand the, no, that's not it. I just dismiss it. This makes no sense to me. That's not how rational negotiations will lead us to a successful conclusion. I get it, that there are things that both sides want, and there are things that both sides don't want. But the answer is not to just say, I'm not going to give an inch. Not especially when you're harming hundreds of thousands of people who have very little say. They voted. That's it. That was the end of their say. You know, this is the problem with not having recall. This is the problem in our country. We have no accountability. Once they hustle us into it, you know, they're going to love us in the morning kind of talk. Once the morning comes, tough luck for you. You're just at the mercy of whatever, you know, ridiculous schemes they have concocted.
I like your
analogy. We find ourselves now.
I like your analogy, though, if it's more like a bad divorce.
It is. I have
You're been fighting a, over the dog.
Right.
I have been a hapless victim in the middle of ugly divorces, and I know. And in the end, we can look at that situation and blame both parties for the problem. Now, I see, frankly, one party is offering to meet, but you can't meet if you're not in the country, is asking to meet, but people won't even come, is where there has to be a give and take, right? There has to be a give and take, and there is none. It's best, at least, you know, and I say there is none based on what's reported, and I do that with some skepticism since I know that the national press is grossly irresponsible at this point in what they report. So I take what they have to say with a grain of salt, maybe
right.
A pound or two. Because
a pound of salt. All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Cindy.
Appreciate
you.
Appreciate
call
the call. Dan, next up on the mark.
Hey, good morning, guys. By the way, before I start, I agree with the previous caller and all she said there. But what I'm calling about, someone asked a question about Jesus Christ. Did he ever show any emotion, maybe anger? Well, here's one incident happened. The Pharisees, Jesus Christ healed the blind men, and they said, you do miracles by Beelzebub. Beelzebub means the devil. And he fired back at him. He said, you of your father the devil. He, in other words, he called them the children of the devil, the most religious sect in Israel at that time. He said, you're of your father the devil, and all his deeds you do. And he called them whitewashed sepulchres. You look alive, but you're full of dead bones. So he was very outspoken.
Pretty rough stuff.
Yeah,
wow.
Really.
Maybe he was the master insulter.
He was the initial, the first tweeter.
But this was all over what we debate sometimes in your program. We debate religion, and I debate truth versus religion, and that's what Jesus Christ, he was the truth, debating the Pharisees, which claimed to be a very great religious sect. They claimed to have the truth, but they had 613 laws they tried to follow by the letter to the law without nothing else in there. You followed law, no mercy, no grace. And Jesus Christ brought grace and truth, which they weren't following. So, yes, he displayed many emotions that we would consider very not
I think you made the point, but I mean,
Dan,
you made the point, but actually, this was more of a discussion about, you know, jumping to conclusions that are wrong. You know,
right.
With
well,
respect to the
Pharisees, jumped to the conclusion that
right.
They called him an illegitimate son. They jumped to the conclusion that Jesus Christ was born out of wedlock. They didn't believe the virgin birth came from God, that God inserted the seed into Mary. they said that Christ, that started another debate.
All right, so as it relates to President...
He was an illegitimate son.
Hold on,
and
buddy.
And then he called them again. He said, "You're before Abraham was,
Dan.
I am."
Whoa.
He said, "I was here long before you." And they said, "How can this be? You're only 30 years old."
Are you... what does this have to do with the president?
Which was our topic.
Well, you know what, Mark? If you want to talk about the president, I'll gladly talk about him. But you guys asked a question, and I thought I'd answer it.
Yep, we got it. Perfect.
And you seem like if it's about Christianity, you really don't like to hear it.
Well, not on the Trump
truth.
Day.
And yes,
this is Trump Day.
The question. I'd gladly talk about Trump. You know that.
Yep.
I could talk about Trump as well as Christianity, but I prefer now and then to talk about Christ if it comes up.
Yep, it does. Okay, we're good to go. Well, thank you so much, Dan. Thanks for calling
in.
Yep,
have a great day.
You too, buddy. Take care.
Yep.
All right, now we'll go to the other side of the coin with Chris from Milton.
Yeah, boy, the caller before the last one, since we aren't allowed to use names without insulting someone, should learn the name of one of the major parties in the United States. He doesn't seem to know what it is.
What does he think? Yeah, what does he think it is and what is it?
She.
Oh, you said he.
She.
Okay. Oh, he's not using her name.
Okay. Not even the correct reference
I
to her gender. All right.
Okay.
Previous caller, I said.
One of the previous callers or the previous caller.
Yes, the caller before last, I think.
Okay.
She doesn't know the name of one of the political parties in the United States, apparently.
I'm sure she does. But anyway, that's not really why you called.
Joe, I got one question to start off with for you. When you say you watched the whole thing, define whole thing.
It was about an hour and 14 minutes.
This video.
Minutes, an hour and 46 minutes, and you watched the whole thing.
Well, I watched an hour and 14 minutes of it, about an hour and 15, which is
what
CNN
had. Maybe you started a half an hour late, because the one I started watching was an hour and 46 minutes.
The one I started with,
show
Chris,
up at the 12-minute mark.
Well, here, let me tell you where I started, and then maybe you'll tell me if I missed something. I started where they showed the black Israelites on the corner, and they were starting to hurl their insults at the white kids and then at the Native Americans. Then I saw a group of Native Americans walk up to them and talk to them about it. Then some white kids came up and talked to them, you know, and nobody threw any punches. Nobody got aggressive.
They talked very civilly, didn't they?
No, not really. The black Israelites were calling people some pretty bad names.
Well, in the very beginning at 1:46, they were calling people. They were calling the white kids names because the kids were laughing at them and refused to come up and talk to them.
Okay. Well, were they obligated to come up and talk to them?
subsects of it are they go by many different names, and there's very different subsets of it. And some of them have been called, listed on the Southern Poverty Law Center as hate groups, but not all of them. And it's hard to say which one's which because their names are so similar and who can tell.
Right.
So there is some evidence of that. But what I saw is the kids were laughing and joking at them, and they challenged them to come over and stop laughing and talking and talk to us. And they didn't. And a couple of other people did. One woman talked to them for a long time. She might have been one of the Native American groups. And they talked very civilly with her for a long time. Another woman came over who was kind of yelling insults at them and started blowing an elk's horn at them. And they started insulting her when she did that instead of talking to them. But I think if you go back, you find out that maybe not everybody acted very well.
Well, let me ask you this question, Chris. I mean, you and I obviously saw some of the same things. The white kids, after those Israelites, black Israeli Israelites, or whatever they call themselves, were hurling insults.
Black Hebrew
Israelites. Hurling insults at the kids, and then they wanted the kids to come over. The kids, in my opinion, and they even said this later, is they didn't want to get involved in a confrontation, so they stayed where they were, and they started chanting to try and drown out the insults being hurled at them. And then the Native Americans looked like they tried to be the peacemaker.
I've only watched the first 12 minutes of it, or 16 minutes of it so far.
Well, then the Native Americans walked up to the white kids, at least in part, I thought, maybe to try and come between them and the Israeli or the Israelites. And then the Israelites started taking off on the Native Americans. So I came away with the impression that this fringe black group was the ones who were the instigators of the problem.
Well, they were the ones who were yelling insults. Yes.
Okay.
I don't know if that's against the law or not.
No, I don't think it's against the law,
okay.
But I certainly wouldn't want to go up and confront them after they've been hurling insults at me. I wouldn't have any reason to believe I would get into an intelligent and reasonable conversation with somebody calling me a cracker.
Oh, yeah, that was when they challenged them to come, and they wouldn't come. Then they still called them a cracker.
Well, they were calling them names before that, my friend.
I don't think so. Not from the beginning that I saw. Look at the 146 one.
We'll go back and look again.
Okay, now, you also said yesterday that BuzzFeed's, you said several times, they're almost totally incorrect reporting. Almost totally and completely incorrect report.
That's what Mr. Mueller's office said.
No, I don't think Mr. Mueller's office said that.
It said
they
story.
They said they had one quibble with it, and they were very nonspecific about what it was.
They said it was almost entirely incorrect. That's not just one quibble.
That's not their first statement they made.
Well, that's the statement that they made to the media, that it was almost entirely incorrect.
I don't think so.
Oh, come on. Go back and look it up.
I'll look it up again and check back with you. Now, I'd like to say that also the Republicans in the Senate have shown themselves to be really bad on the Russian sanctions. The Republicans in the House voted almost two-thirds to stop the sanction removal that Trump has done to the guy who was essential in doing some of the election manipulations. But the ones in the Senate, which are usually more moderate, only 11 of them voted against removal of sanctions, of the sanction. No, the sanction was on the one person that is connected to Alpha Bank, connected to everything that was going on in the election that was probably underhanded by Russia.
All right, we got to get going to the next break.
I'd like to know why that was.
Okay.
All right. We got your good questions around. Thank you so much, Chris. Thanks for calling.
Don't you agree that that's a lousy thing, though? Removing those sanctions?
Okay. Here's what they said. BuzzFeed's description of specific statements to the special counsel's office and the characterization of documents and testimony obtained by this office regarding Michael Cohen's congressional testimony are not accurate.
Yeah, that's not entirely and completely wrong, is it?
Well, we are continuing
to
report.
I was correct then.
No,
right?
It goes on, but in any event, you look it up. We have another caller.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you so much for checking in. Appreciate
it. Not entirely accurate.
All right, we got you, buddy.
That's what they said.
Gotcha.
Maybe 90% accurate.
But not entirely.
All right, not entirely.
All right, thank you, Chris. Right. Well said. No. Thank you so much. All right, we'll take a quick break. Stand by, Lance. We'll be right back. We got other open lines, 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemarket@kok.com or text us at 70236. Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. We got some ED to tell you about today. A couple of school districts have decided to dismiss in advance of the frozen precipitation. We have Keystone Central School District now closed. Line Mountain School District has an early dismissal. And Shamokin has an early dismissal. All the details at WKOK.com. Click on the Winternet. And Winternet is brought to you by Gilson Snowboards and Skis. Got callers standing by. Lance, you're on the mark. Thanks for calling in.
Okay. Now, insofar as the Russian deal is concerned there, well, if you had been a businessman and you heard your president, who was privy to both the high-level intelligence in the State Department and also in the military, that Russia was not a threat to anybody and that they're just cruising along there. Now, you as a red-blooded capitalist, wouldn't you see that as an opportunity, which is what our president did? That's 4 years before he ran for president. So if your president had cleared the country to say, hey, man, these people are okay, you know, it's time to put a little capitalism, you know, into their system, would you not have done it? I mean, that's what he did. Well, and also hear about Jesus, when he was speaking to the multitudes at the Sea of Tiberias, which is chronicled in Matthew 12:34. He says, O generation of vipers, how can ye, being evil, speak good things? Referring, of course, to the Pharisees who were there to mock him. Okay. And, well, like I said, about he turned over the tables of the...
Right, that's the big one. That's the top of the mind one for most people.
Yeah, but turned over the tables of the money changers. Well, we call them loan sharks. That's
right.
What they were.
All right, we got you, Lance. Thank you so much.
All right.
Appreciate the call. Paul, next up on the mark.
Okay, I was reading a book.
You got to take a breath before Paul speaks. This is going to be something to think about, folks. Take a breath. Okay, we're ready. Go ahead.
Okay. There was a an Indian party that wanted to go to Washington.
Is this a joke?
No, this is not a joke. They decided they wanted to go, but they wanted all the tribes and the chiefs to go Washington to speak to the great white father. And there was one chief that was hanging or holding out, and they said, you know, why don't you just go with us? And he said, even if you don't say anything, just to represent your tribe, he said, I will go with you to Washington, but I am going to tell you this, that of all the treaties that the great white father had promised, the number of those that he has kept is none. So that would be, today, it would be promises. In other words, the politicians make promises, but they don't keep them. So these people knew in advance, and this is over 100 years ago, and today we're living in a time period that has already passed.
Wow, that's deep. We're living in a time period that has passed. And how does that relate to President Trump? Or
well,
an angry
he has
Jesus?
He made promises and said certain things that he has no intentions of keeping. He said about the wall,
mm-hmm.
that Mexico was going to pay for it and all these other things. And now when he has to show up or shut up, he shuts up.
No, he never shuts up. I don't mean that derogatorily. I'm just saying he's got a lot of words. So, okay. All right, we got you. Unanswerable, Paul. You nailed it. Thank you so much. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number.
And you have something to tell us about.
I do. It's very important, too.
I'm all ears.
You know, Joe, if you go to a local business,
yes,
how you spend a dollar there, of course, and you
spend
rue the day
10 times over.
Right, that's exactly right. That dollar leaves that location and goes to another local location because the employees and the staff there and the owner, they favor local businesses. For example, in Shamokin Dam, you can spend a dollar at a fine local business in Shamokin Dam, and it stays in Shamokin Dam. and then it rattles around the community 10 times over. Well, that's the principle behind supporting the hometown pharmacies. If you go to the Lewisburg Pharmacy on 2nd Street in Lewisburg, or go to the Bloomsburg Medicine Shop on Market Street in Bloomsburg, or the Danville Pharmacy next to the Cop Station on Mill Street, or the Norrie Pharmacy on Duke Street in Northumberland, Trutz Pharmacy on Walnut Street in Mifflinburg, Shade Mountain Pharmacy out on Route 35 in Mount Pleasant Mills. Next thing you know, that dollar pops up at a neighboring business and then a neighboring restaurant, and then somebody donates it to a neighboring fire company, and the fire company uses it for fuel that they purchase locally, and so on and so on. So you are helping.
It's a pretty worn out dollar by this time.
It does wear out, and then the Treasury takes it and burns it, and then they issue some more worthless
dollars. Then they send it to China.
No, they send the ashes to China.
Right.
All right. But the Hometown Pharmacies toll-free line is sponsored by our Hometown Pharmacies, and they encourage you to shop locally. It helps out your local community. It helps out local individuals in your local community. Go to a big box store if you want to, but they take that dollar and they send it straight to China, and nobody benefits. So this is an opportunity for you to help yourself. They super serve you at the Hometown Pharmacies, highly knowledgeable pharmacists. And guess what? They got drug take-back boxes, delivery, you name it. They don't even have those little take-a-number devices. Because everybody gets served promptly and professionally and privately at a Hometown Pharmacy. 1-800-795-9565 is the Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line. Our sponsor for the Sunbury, or sponsor for the On the Mark Show, is the Sunbury Motor Company.
Sunbury Motors is bringing in the new year with a lofty goal. Sell 1,000 new Fords in 2019. You heard right, 1,000 new Fords. SMC knows they can achieve this lofty goal, and here's why. Sunbury Motors Ford has 2019 Ford Fiestas starting at $12,820. That's a new car for under $13,000. Browse Central Pennsylvania's largest selection of four-wheel drive vehicles. Pick from 68 Ford Escapes, and they're slashed to as low as $17,820. SMC has all remaining 2018 Ford Explorers reduced by $8,000, starting at $33,985. Sunbury Motors has over 100 new Ford trucks, with F-150s marked down up to $14,000, and Super Duties as much as $15,000. SMC's goal of selling 1,000 new Fords in 2019 will be your gain. Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, proudly serving all of Central Pennsylvania and the Susquehanna Valley for over a century.
Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. Mark Lawrence, Joe McGranahan, Rob Center. He just couldn't be more fabulous.
He could be.
I guess he could. You could be a lot fabulouser, Rob.
On the other side, he could be a lot worse, too, but he isn't.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of room for improvement. So, all right. And Matt Catrillo's over in the newsroom saying we got Shemokin and Line Mountain on early dismissals today. Rick, thanks for calling in. You are on the mic, on the mark.
And on the mic.
Yes, I'd like to go and say about the word for abortion. You know, isn't the liberals trying to tell me that if I want an abortion, I'll get one and you'll pay for it by Obamacare, and putting that into Obamacare as a national health insurance thing, that you're telling me that if you want an abortion, I'll pay for it. I'll help pay for it. Is that, am I correct in that?
I don't know of that particular argument. I'm sure. Okay.
There
you have it. Okay. The answer is yes.
My dollar will be in there to fund if somebody wants to get an abortion. And by the way, I respect people that really say the word abortion instead of pro-choice. If you're really for abortion, say I'm for abortion. You know, that's what you're for, not pro-choice. That leaves like the woman should be able to go out and be a prostitute, too. She can do with her body whatever she wants to do.
Except if she chooses prostitution, we'll have her arrested if we catch her.
Right. But not if you kill a child. No. And just one little stat for this. For the racist people that are... this year in New York City will be the first year that more black children have been aborted than live births. So who's the real racist? Hey, you guys have a good day.
Where did you get that statistic? I hadn't heard that one. I guess he's not.
Sounds like a Fox News talking point to me.
There you go again.
Well, I don't think it would make any... in what way is that racist? I mean, certainly,
well,
it may be a racial dilemma.
Of black children are aborted. That certainly sounds like, you know, either they're making that choice or society condones it.
Okay.
It is a statistic you could claim was racist if you chose to.
And only if someone was doing it to them.
Right.
I mean,
but,
it's obviously something they choose to do.
Well, I guess you could say, are there other alternatives they are not being offered and that they feel this is the only alternative they have?
Okay.
Wouldn't you agree?
I guess. We're on a slippery slope here.
Well, we've been on that slope a lot of times and we slid right off.
We're gone right down. We're gone down fast.
But let me ask you this. We're going back to what you touched on in the newscast. What do you think about the president canceling the daily briefings?
I don't think it's good because it made it clear what the president's priorities were. If you believed what she said, now sometimes she was just repeating things that the president said that weren't true, but most of what I think Sarah Sanders said was true. You know, she was accurately explaining and trying to talk about things. So I think the country benefits from that. And I think people benefit from that. And I think when it comes time to campaigning, the president will probably reinstate that because it helps keep him top of the mind. I mean, if you're not top of the mind come election time, you're going to be in trouble. Now, President Trump would hardly fall off the radar screen or anything. But it's great fodder.
One tweet and he'd be back in business.
But I think it really allowed people. I did not watch it often, but I know people who did. I know you watch it sometimes. My mom watches it, and she likes to be really politically informed. It gives you an opportunity to get firsthand, and it eliminates the middleman,
right,
which is the media, you know, to say, well, the president said this during the briefing today, or Sarah Huckabee Sanders
you
said this.
You compare what you actually heard to the stories that
right.
are written about it, and you realize
and the tone. And then the other
how
thing,
they're slanted.
You see, is how the Fox News reporters are very gentle and affirming and understanding and accepting of what she says.
Come now.
And the NBC reporters are like, what, another lie? You wanted me to believe that? You know, they really go after. So so you could see that. So, you know, if you think bias is clear in the final product, wait till you see it, you know, when they're asking the questions. It was obvious.
Well, I think that the, you know, despite the political rhetoric you just spewed out over the airwaves, I believe that they serve a purpose. And the purpose is to provide the media with an opportunity to challenge the administration, which is an important part of our democracy, our republic. I won't call it a democracy, but our republic. A free press is vital to this country's remaining free.
Well, in present.
But I think they should exercise some restraint and some... You know, this is the same media that covered up John F. Kennedy's flings with women and, you know, covered up FDR's being paralyzed. So, you know, the media has covered up a lot of things over the years. I think just if they should be a little more transparent now they deal with the president.
Well, and the president doesn't want a discussion or a dialogue or lots of remarks about his policies. He just wants to tell you the way he's going to do it, the way it is.
To tell you this is WKOK just, Sunbury.
He does wish to tell you that. He'd probably say, oh, yeah, this is WKOK Sunbury. I'll tweet that out.